in Breakfast, we just heard Christopher Pyne say that Ian Macfarlane, the LNP member for Groom, signed a contract with the Liberal National Party to be the Liberal member, or to sit in the Liberal Party room for his LNP seat. And yet yesterday, Nationals leader and Deputy Prime Minister Warren Truss said the Nationals were entitled to an extra seat in the Cabinet even before Ian Macfarlane announced his plan to defect from the Liberals to the Nationals.
Technically, the Nationals are under our entitled representation in the Cabinet. That's been the case since the size of the Cabinet was increased, and that's an issue which will need to be addressed in due course.
Warren Truss, Paul Bongiorno with us now. Paul, are you playing musical chairs? They're trying to get into our little studio, which is luxuriously about the size of a cupboard. But did you hear what Christopher Pyne was saying? He said that Ian Macfarlane signed a contract, and that's going to be binding.
Well, just a couple of weeks ago, Ian Macfarlane was re-endorsed by his local members to run as a Liberal candidate for Groom. That's the point that Christopher Pyne was making. Now, if he wants to change his mind, well, first of all, this week, the local members up there on the Darling Downs will vote, and almost certainly they will accede to his request to now want to be a Nat. It was put to me that basically it's, you know, conservative Bible Belt territory there, so they won't have too many arguments with that. However, head office in Brisbane, the LNP state executive, I'm told, has a very different view of things. Bruce McIver, the founding president of the new merged entity called the LNP, the Liberal National Party, he believes that this new entity can only succeed if the constituent parts show some respect for each other, but certainly don't try to do each other down. And he's quite down on Ian Macfarlane swapping sides of the bus, if you like. And I'm told the numbers on the executive are looking bad for Macfarlane and better for Malcolm Turnbull, because it's rightly and widely seen that this is Ian Macfarlane seeking his revenge on Turnbull, who dumped him from cabinet, and it's one in the eye to Prime Minister Turnbull. Well, it looks like Malcolm Turnbull may have the last laugh. Anything can happen in politics, but that was the state of play as it was given to me yesterday.
Well, which is a somewhat messy end to the parliamentary year, and we have today's news poll as well to wrap it up.
Well, look, it's interesting. The news poll, 53-47, the coalition's way would still be, you know, a convincing win for the coalition. But we've seen Malcolm Turnbull come, how would you say it, from outer space to the stratosphere. His performance is still 52%, majority still like it. But when it comes to better prime minister, he 60% down from 64%. To Bill Shorten, who slipped from 15 to 14. So if we're asking why does this man bother when it was up around 17%, the question's becoming very pointed and uncomfortable. But what we do see, and there's no doubt that the slight, well, it's actually more than slight, the fall in the approval for Malcolm Turnbull's performance was 8%, which suggests that, you know, the Brough affair and at the end of the week, the Macfarlane wanting to switch sides, you know, people do notice this, you know, and the last thing that any major party or government needs is any perception of disunity.
Well, Paul Bongiorno, what about the Clive Palmer situation? He's now facing matters in the court. He needs to get, what, $14 million by the end of the day to keep his creditors happy?
Yeah, well, look, obviously, we might have to flog a few dinosaurs or something to come up with the money, but I'm pretty sure that you can't be in Parliament if you're a bankrupt. Now, I don't know how close Clive is to that. I haven't had a chance to check any of this out. But
it may well be the federal election is closer.
Well, yes, and if you can believe the Sydney by-election, the Palmer candidate came in last, so it would seem the wind has gone out of that sail.
Okay, Paul Bongiorno, contributing editor, Network 10, thank you very much.
Thank you, James. Goodbye.
Goodbye.